Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. We're going to be with you for the next 60 minutes tonight. We're very glad that you joined us this evening. We've got a very good show planned for you, and I certainly hope you'll sit back and enjoy our show tonight. Let's go ahead and bring in Pastor Rowe. We want to go ahead and bring him in. Pastor Rowe, welcome to tonight's broadcast. As always, it's a pleasure and honor to have you on board.
Well, Dr. Jesse Walker, I tell you, it's always great to be on this show, and I just want to say, you know, just welcome to all our hosts and co-hosts and all of those, you know, that's an important, integral part of our show that we have tonight, and just a special reach out to the Demon Slayer, which is a close friend of mine, and I appreciate, you know, what he's done for our country, and his birthday is this month, and along with some others, but on that note, God bless you, and this call is all about improving and restoring relationships. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
All right, we're so happy to have you with us. Let's go ahead and bring in Shield of Faith at this time. Shield of Faith, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hi, how is everybody? I hope everybody's doing well, and I look forward to tonight's show. And I just would like to say that on behalf of the Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. staff and family, we just like to thank everyone for all their thoughts, prayers, and condolences on the passing of his brother, Larry. The funeral arrangements are being made, and it will be held in North Carolina. And just thanks to everyone, and God bless everybody. And God bless you, Dr. Walker.
Thank you so very much for that, Shield of Faith. It's a pleasure, and thank you for on behalf of the organization. Thank you. And welcome to tonight's broadcast. And also, let's go ahead and bring in Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer, thank you for joining us. It's nice to have you.
Glad to be here today. I'm in the great state of Maryland, so God bless you, Dr. Walker. Let's get this show on the road.
All right, let's go ahead and bring in Cassandra. Cassandra, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you on board with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. It's a pleasure being with you guys, and good evening, everyone. And I also like to continue to send my our condolences to you and your family. God bless.
Thank you so very much for that. It's a nice, warm, and received blessing. Let's go ahead and bring in at this time Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, welcome back to tonight's broadcast. Good to have you here.
Good evening, everybody, and condolences to you, Dr. Walker. I've missed being in here, but you know, I'm working night shift now. You know, I got that lead position. So I'm here and I'm ready to rumble. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Excellent. We're glad to have you. Let's go ahead. Sparkles. Sparkles, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Good to have you.
Good evening, Dr. Walker and everybody on the listening audience, and condolences to you, Dr. Walker, and your family.
Thank you so much for that. Let's go ahead. Miss Joyce, let's bring in Miss Joyce. Miss Joyce, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Oh, good evening, Dr. Walker and the rest of the co-hosts. Happy to be here tonight. Didn't know you had a loss in your family, Dr. Walker, but condolences to you. And it is hot and steamy down here in Florida.
Oh, wow. Well, we're sorry. We'll see if we can blow some wind your way once we get some wind to blow that way. But thank you for that, and it's good to have you here with us. Let's go ahead now to the world-famous Miss J. Miss J, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's very good to have you here with us.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be back again.
And I give you my heartfelt condolences, Dr. Walker. I wasn't aware of your loss also, but you have my condolences for you and your family. And I'm ready for an exciting show tonight.
All right, Ms. J. We certainly look forward to having you here with us, and we look forward to you coming back in a few minutes and giving a disclaimer. Let's go ahead and to the rescue. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, yes, it's a pleasure and honor to be here. However we can support and uplift you tonight, we're going to do so. Hopefully we can bring some joy and make you laugh and, you know, feel some comfort in knowing that you are making a difference in the world.
Thank you so much, Rick, to the rescue for those words, and all of you all, I thank you. Let's bring in Marjorie Cross. Ms. Cross, welcome to tonight's podcast.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening, Pastor Roy, and good evening to all your co-hosts and everyone that's listening. Yes, I too just heard about your loss, and I just want to say my deepest sympathy for me and my family, and I just want you and your family to keep strong and cherish all the memories of your loved one that you lost. God bless you.
Thank you so very much for that. We certainly appreciate it. Just a quick note, my brother, I just found out Tuesday. I was in North Carolina last Wednesday, and I think we brought the show. Did we bring the show? Yeah, I was with Demon Slayer and Miss Cassandra last. Demon Slayer, was it Thursday I was out there, or was it Tuesday?
That was last Tuesday.
It was
last Tuesday.
I traveled Tuesday, but was it? It was Tuesday?
Yeah, it was Tuesday.
Okay, thank you for that. And I certainly appreciate Demon Slayer went in and he prayed with my brother and I, who's in the hospital. And Demon Slayer, from the bottom of my heart, I sincerely appreciate you being with me during that time and your prayers as well. And God knows best. And I got word Tuesday that he passed. He actually passed Saturday. And I was at a class reunion in Florida. So the family didn't want to, you know, kill the joy that I was having down there, I suspect, and I found out Tuesday when I returned. So I thank all of you all for your well wishes, and I have to do the eulogy myself next on the 20th, a week from this Sunday, in North Carolina. So thank you all for your prayers and everything that goes along with that. And, of course, we never know what to say in these times. I don't even know what to say. But anyway, thank you all. All right, tonight's topic is, can common sense be bought or taught? Ms. J, let me begin with you and ask the question. Ms. J, I mean, like, nobody taught me about, I used to hear my mom say, boy, use some common sense. But, Ms. J, what really is common sense? What is it?
It's a form of making some kind of practical decision-making type thing that stops you from making crazy mistakes or decisions. And I feel that your parents do try to teach. It can be taught, not bought. And I think our parents, good parents, they do try to teach us that by giving us responsibility so we can think and use good judgment, you know right from wrong, help us not try to make all decisions for us, but give us a chance to think about whether we should do this or not do this, or the pros and the cons. And that's a form of trying to utilize common sense to me.
Okay. So, Ms. J, does that mean then that okay, my mom told me about using common sense, but can it be taught? Can you teach somebody common sense? Because she said, boy, use common sense. But it's
you
like,
can attempt to teach it to them, you know, you can attempt to do it, like I said, giving them responsibility and stuff and being around people who make good judgment. But whether all people take it in, that's another thing, you know. You know what I'm trying to say? Because everybody don't take it in. I don't know what their thinking be like. Well, I hear what they're saying, but that's not what I want to do. So a lot of them don't actually do it, but you can if is there to be given to you, and you have to learn and how to accept using your common sense. But some people don't want to use it.
Okay,
because they can if they try, you know.
Okay. So
they have
Ms.
to
Joyce,
think about things and not be use their emotions.
Okay. All right, Ms. Joyce, I want to bring you in here. So where do I get my common sense from? Did my mother give them to me? Did my father? Where did I get my common sense from?
I think common sense is a learned behavior We're not born with it. It's like when you're a child and you are you're in a learning stage and you're doing things that you don't know any better not to do until taught, like putting your hand on a hot stove or putting your hand somewhere or sticking your fingers in the sockets or whatever. Those are the things that, you know, we're taught, and you have to exhibit common sense. Now, as you get older, you know, and you've grown, and so you know all of those practical things that you shouldn't do, but now you're in a different learning stage in life. You're a teenager, you're an adult. So now you have to practice some other types of learning skills that you were taught when you were a younger person. So that should come back to your remembrance, because it is a taught type of behavior. I believe it's a taught behavior.
Okay, so you think it's a taught behavior. So at 3 years old, can my mother expect me to use common sense? At 3, 4, even 5?
Probably not okay. At that age, not completely, not completely.
Okay, so Sparkles, let me bring you in here. Sparkles, I wanted to touch the stove at 4 and 5, and I can remember that. I wanted to touch the stove because my mom said, don't touch that. So if she's telling me don't touch it, in my head I'm hearing there must be something good to this because she don't want me to do it. It's just like I associated that with she told me don't mess with these cookies in that cookie jar. And I'm saying, but cookies, that's they're made to eat. So if she says don't, then I want to do that because she said don't. So the first chance I get, I'm going to do that because she said don't do it. So Sparkles, I mean, I was 4 and 5, and I can remember that. And I burnt my hand several times. Then I knew not to touch that stove because it was hot. Something about it, I didn't know the word hot, but I knew it didn't make my hand feel good. So, but I still ate the cookies. So how do you explain that? Did I have some common sense after I experienced it at 5?
You did. Because even though your mother said don't touch the hot stove and all,
yeah,
you couldn't process in your mind hot until you actually did it. And once you experienced it, you knew, okay, I'm not going to do that again. That hurt.
Right.
Part of the process of you learning, you didn't learn by just her words and telling you. You had to experience it.
All right. Sparkles, we're going to ask you that. Rick to the rescue. Is common sense really common? I mean, you know, people talk about use some common sense. Ricky Rescue, is it really common? What do you mean? Is it common like everybody uses common sense? I don't think so. So how do you expect me to use common sense when it, excuse my bad language, you all, when it ain't common?
Right, and so I think common sense is like a combination of practical knowledge or experience or like an intuition about everyday situations. So while it's something that can be learned from an experience, I don't think it's possible to necessarily teach common sense in a traditional sense because it's not a specific topic that can be studied or learned through, like, rote memorization, as an example. So one way to help someone develop their common sense would be to encourage them to reflect on the causes and consequences of everyday situations or to ask themselves questions like, what's the best way to approach this, or what could happen if I do this? So it's about thinking critically and intentionally about, you know, your actions, or someone can gain a better understanding of what works or what doesn't work in everyday situations.
All right, excellent. We're going to certainly ask all of you all to stand by. Ms. Cross, I want to bring you in here. Ms. Cross, I mean, it's like, well, we're going to get to the story in just a second. But Ms. Cross, I mean, my mom's like, don't touch them cookies. But the cookies gave me a nice reward. I mean, later I got punished for it. But it, to be honest with you, it didn't stop me from going into those cookies, even getting the punishment. So that was an experience, Ms. Cross. But it was like, okay, if the punishment that I got may have been worse, the cookies that I ate. Miss Claus, was there something wrong that I was missing the common sense to know you're going to get punished because somebody's going to tell on me, like my sister, and then, you know, I'm going to get punished for it. But it was like it was a happy punishment because I still got the cookies.
Oh, boy. Yes, well, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the beginning of the question. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the beginning.
Okay, never mind. We'll go to Pastor Roll. I want to bring you in here. And Pastor Roll, okay, with that same question, you know, here it is. I'm getting punished for going in the cookie jar when my mom told me not to. And it was like, it was rewarding. Okay, you made the cookies, but I didn't tell her that. You made the cookies, so I need to eat them. Or some of the other siblings, the other eight siblings, somebody's going to eat them, and I might not get my share. So I figured I'd get my share, get the punishment. And was that not common sense?
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, it's all about teaching. You know, you sit, you know, it's not a punishment, but sitting down and just, you know, just talking to your children when they do something wrong. You know, that's what our Heavenly Father do for us, you know. But along the lines what you were saying, you know, we can learn from life experiences and we can learn from observation. You know, and we should encourage our children and loved ones just to, you know, to go out and observe. You know, you've heard me talk about the go to the ant thy sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. You know, you can see nature can teach you things. You know, I mean, she stores up her food, you know, in the summer for the winter, you know, and you know, just nature can teach you certain things. So we should encourage our children, take them out, and also travel is very. Don't just stay home all the time. Get out and just see nature, and you can learn from those experiences. That's my thoughts on that, Dr. Walker. Back to you.
All right, thank you. We're going to go to the story real quickly here. You all, we're already a quarter of the way through tonight's program. We're only going to be here for the next 43 minutes remaining. Tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, can common sense be bought or can it be even taught for that matter? Our characters in tonight's story are Eddie and Fran. Eddie and Fran. Now, after 18 months of dating, Eddie is strongly considering throwing in the towel on his relationship with Fran. The problem is that Eddie feels that Fran does not exercise common sense in their dating. Now, they both have adult, lovely children from their previous marriages. Fran is she is extremely beautiful. And Eddie is tall and handsome. Eddie is a hopeless romantic, and Fran appears to be liking and knowing how to set priorities in her dating. Fran has a very cold nature about her. Eddie is actually 54 years old, and Fran recently turned 52 years old. Both Eddie and Fran have been married twice and have experienced other dating relationships between marriages. So there's no question that they both have experience in being in relationships, even though their marriage to others did not last forever for whatever reason. Now, Eddie and Fran met nearly 2 years ago while attending a business meeting for new entrepreneurs in Denver, Colorado. They were both coming out of horrible marriages and in pursuit of living their best lives. The first 4 months of their dating was extremely beautiful as they spent time getting to know each other better. Unfortunately, during the same time, there were things that Eddie started to ignore in the relationship because of his intense love for Fran. Now, the issues that's causing him so much frustration include but not limited. We're going to go to those issues in just a moment, but I want to bring Ms. J in to read our disclaimer so when we start getting to the questions, everyone will know. Ms. J?
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice, and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only. and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and let's enjoy the program tonight.
All right, Ms. J, thank you so very much for that. Let's go back to the story now. Here are the issues that really were plaguing him that was causing Fran so much frustration. Now, number one, Eddie so much frustration. Fran acts as though she has never been in a relationship because she seems to make it all about herself. She does not display or show love. She doesn't show romance or affection in the relationship. Number three, she seldom holds hands when he desires to do so. Number four, she's only intimate when she wants to be, and that is extremely rare. Number five, Eddie tries desperately to make romantic gestures or advances to her, but she seems to easily be distracted. She talks a great deal of nonsense about stuff that has nothing to do with romance. After numerous discussions about his concerns without any positive changes in their relationship, Eddie has had enough and insists that Fran is not exercising her common sense because she seems to be disassociated with anything to do with being in a relationship. Examples also include, if Eddie is not feeling well, Fran makes no effort to come over to his house because they live apart, which is 22 minutes apart from her, to check in on him. She's inconsiderate of his feelings when he's talking to her and barely even listens to him about important matters. And she seldom, if ever, does anything special for Eddie. With this type of treatment, Eddie now ponders over his decision on whether to stay or leave the love of his life. Shield of Faith, I want to come to you and ask you, should Eddie stay in a relationship where he clearly sees the red flags, but he loves her?
Let's face it, love can conquer a lot, but you haven't been together that long and you already have all those red flags. Do you honestly think it's going to work out? And it doesn't sound like it's just common sense with her. It sounds like that she's self-centered and doesn't really care that much about him.
All right. We're certainly going to ask you to stand by. I want to go here. Let's go here. Pastor Rowe, let me bring you back in here and ask the very question. Pastor Rowe, what if he just decided, you know what, to walk away from this? And love hurts to just walk away from.
Well, the thing I share with you, you know, I get kind of distracted because my phone rang, you know, the strong have to bear the infirmities of the weak, you know. I mean, it's tough, you know. I mean, we want reciprocation, you know. We want to feel love, you know. You know, but sometimes we got to go the second mile, you know. Love, you don't give up easy, but you can love people and teach them and be patient, you know. And I don't know, I'll just say this, it might make you kind of laugh a little bit, but, you know, some of these worldly songs, you know, you can learn from. Who was it that says, it's been a long time coming, but I'm going to wait till my change come, you know.
Yes,
so, you know who it is, Dr. Walker. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we have to be patient and we have to wait. But a change will come. Don't give up. Don't quit. Back to you.
Yes. And it has. So the fact of the matter is, Pastor Rowe, I mean, but everybody has a cup that runs over. So if it's not working, and 18 months of dating is not a very short time. So, I mean, if you're having, to me now, this is just my opinion, if you're having problems for 18, a year to 2 years, you're having those same problems for 20 years if change is not taking place.
I'll just say to you, Dr. Walter, Walker, winners never quit and quitters never win. You know, it's the saying that, you know, about don't quit. You know, when this happened, don't quit, don't quit. You know, perseverance is important, and that's one thing that I've found so much about this show, Dr. Walker. You're not only making a difference, but you've been a catalyst for change, and you're impacting and encouraging others. And that's why it's so important to all of these people that's going through these changes. We need to encourage them when we see it, you know, to come to this show that we have on Thursdays and Fridays and other week, you know, on Sundays. So that's the solution, you know. Part of the solution is getting them to come to these to the Blog Talk Radio show. Back to you.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Rick to the rescue quickly here. Pastor Rose said, "Winners never quit, quitters never win." We've heard that expression, but so it's almost like hanging there no matter what. So, I mean, I would venture to say statistics indicate that more than 55% of the marriages are ending in divorce. So what are we, all, those of us who divorce, are we quitters? You know, who stays in a relationship when it's just not working? Is that common sense, Ricky, to the rescue?
Yeah, so, you know, again, when we talk about common sense, we are talking about the experiences that you've been through, right? And so typically, when, especially when you're talking about divorces, you're looking at situations you could you probably was previously in, or you basing it off the experience in which you're looking at others, and also how you learned, right, through that type of a situation. So, of course, if something is harming you, at some point it's abusing you. And so you have to ask yourself the question, you know, am I being abused in my relationship because or my marriage? Because then you have to start questioning, do I need to leave? So if you want to frame it as common sense, right, that's how it's framed in common sense.
Okay, all right. And it was Sam Cooke that certainly sang that song, A Change Is Gonna Come. So, I mean, I'm just not getting something, you all, because like here in this story, Eddie has an opportunity to leave, but love can hold you in bondage. So, Shield of Faith, I want to go to you now and ask, Shield of Faith, can love hold you in bondage? They say that it is said that love is the strongest force in the universe. So can it hold you in bondage?
I think that's a choice of your own, whether you want to stay or not. Nobody can hold you or make you, but, of course, love, as we all know, makes us do things that we sometimes are out of our comfort zone, or we do things just out of love for somebody that we wouldn't do for somebody else. But I think in this situation, they've been together 18 months, but they're not married, and he has all these red flags going up. Do you want to stay and get married and it be the same, if not worse? If she doesn't care about you and you don't have the same, you know, good time together as far as intimacy and as far as she's not really interested in him or listening to him, I mean, that kind of tells me right there that she's not all that crazy about him, it seems.
Okay, could it be, Shield of Faith, that she has some issues in her own life that are unresolved that makes her be liking in the areas of romance, love, and affection? Could it be that she's going through something? She wasn't shown, you know, the common sense of, you know, listen, this is what you do in relationships. This is what you do in relationships. You express love. You show romance. You show affection.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard of stories, countless stories, Shield of Faith, where women have said that they've said that, hey, listen, I didn't grow up in knowing how to love, you know, and men have said the same thing. I didn't grow up in a family where they hugged me and kissed me and told me they loved me, so my marriage, you know, it ended. They just think that it's intimacy sometimes without romance. So, Shield of Faith, what is the dangers of something like that? Is that associated with common sense at all?
That's a hard question. As far as common sense, I don't know that that teaches you about intimacy or how to love the person that you're with. I think, like you said, it does have a lot to do with what you were taught in your family. And maybe she is having issues. She's divorced twice, so maybe those relationships, you know, hurt her and somehow that she has a hard time. But I guess you would need to talk about it and maybe get some counseling or try to see if you could work it out, you know, before you go any longer in the relationship.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you
a question.
Yes. Along those lines. Sparkles, I want to bring you in here, followed by Miss Joyce in just a second. Sparkles, I mean, here it is. This is a guy. And it can go both ways, you all. It can be a woman. Sparkles, how can a relationship possibly last if one party is romantically inclined and the other party is just lackadaisical, and it's like they think that because of their beauty or their presence being there should make a difference? Sparkles, is there a danger in that? The assumption of your presence should be enough?
Very much so. Yeah, I was in a situation just like this that you're talking about, actually. So, yeah, it is a danger, and it is it that the outcome isn't good in my perspective. It's not good.
Okay. Anything you want
to
share, Spark?
To,
we're sorry that you went through that. Anything
you
want to
both parties
share?
Both parties have to reciprocate. You know, they must reciprocate. So if you have one that is putting in all the effort and the love and the affection, and the other is not, and all, and even when you talk about it, nothing really changes, then with this story and the situation is that you're like you're unequally yoked. You know, you're not seeing eye to eye and moving in the same direction and all that stuff. You're actually going in the opposite direction. So,
okay.
In my opinion, it's not that
yeah.
It doesn't
so
work.
It sounds kind of like, Sparkles, that you want to share briefly some of your story if you'd like to, because you're saying there's a similarity here.
But I don't... I'm not so certain that I want to share it right now.
That's fine. We certainly do. Yeah. But just tell us this from your experience. Is it likely that if the love, the affection, or the romance is not there, then someone is likely to move on from that, especially if they're accustomed to having love, romance, and affection in prior relationships?
Yes. One of the other parties will definitely move on.
Okay. We're going to ask you to certainly stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You can certainly catch this show in its archives and about 20 minutes after we conclude the broadcast tonight. And you can catch all of our other shows on that are listed on my website at drjessewalker.com. We're going to bring in Shield of Faith in just a moment, and she'll advertise the book that we have on sale. And we're going to allow at this time Ricky to the Rescue to go ahead and give us a commercial break. Ricky to the Rescue.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Again, I am Ricky to the Rescue, founder of A Path to Greatness, LLC, located here in Decatur, Georgia, where we can assist in helping you in developing a plan to find a purpose and direction to find solutions in whatever problems you may be facing. That includes a personal development plan that is action-based and time-driven. To get in contact with us, you can visit the website at twogreatness.com. It's spelled with the number 2greatness.com. Also, give us a call on the phone, 404-968-9940. Again, that telephone number is 404-968-9940.
All right, Rick to Rescue, well, I've got you here. Rick Rescue, we're going to start to take some of the comments that have flooded the studio in just a moment. But before we do that, we're looking at a statement that Ms. Joyce made earlier. She said that when it comes to common sense, it's when you don't know any better until you're taught to do so. So we've looked at the issue of whether common sense is taught. So common sense, I mean, how about drivers out there that cut you off in traffic just to get off the exit? They come four lanes from the left to cut you all the way off and trying to get off because their exit is right there. How can they be taught to use common sense in a situation like that? Because every driver that they cut in front of is using this famous phrase or famous term, and they're calling them idiot, you idiot, but the driver can't hear them. So how do you explain that as far as common sense?
Yes, I think it, you know, it depends on the lens in which the person has who's viewing it. And it made me remember a study that I read. This was a while back. I can't remember the name of the study, but to kind of show it as an example, it was a study of police officers. And so one was on, like, the north side of town where there wasn't that much crime, and the other one was, like, on the south side of town. And so what they did was they kind of switched them, right? And so when the one from the north side went to the south side, he was on alert, and he was like, hey, I've just always got to keep my gun out. That's common sense. I'm in a high-crime area. you know, there's something that could potentially happen. I got to always stay alert. But however, that was his common sense, right? But however, when he actually got in the field, it created more problems. Why? Because when he ran out there, he was just aggressive. He had his guns out and things of that nature. It created more problems. So he had to learn in that situation, you know, I have to go out here and actually establish a rapport and learn people before I just go out there and be a certain kind of way. So I say all that to say, again, it's really based upon the situation and the experience when you start talking about common sense, because it depends on the way you're looking at it through your lens.
All right. Very good point. Very good. Missy, I want to bring you in here. Going back to our story with Eddie and Fran, Miss J, if this were a relative of yours, would you advise Eddie to, now he's in love with this woman, clearly he's in love with Fran, would you advise him, because he's pondering whether to leave, would you advise him to leave? This is your relative.
You know, I would tell him, you know, what do you want in a relationship? Do you want the romance and the intimacy and the loving feeling and all that? What do you want? And if he tell me that's what he want, you know, and then you ask whether he was using common sense, to me, he's not using common sense. He's going on his emotions, and all his common sense is going out the door. His emotion is that he loves the lady. And he's not thinking about what he really wants. He's not getting what he wants in a relationship. And, you know, the first, you said it was to get, for the first 4 months, I think you said it was pretty good. Well, in a lot of cases, the first 3 or 4 months of some relationships, they don't get intimate. They don't do all that no way. They just get to know each other. You know, they don't get, you know, they may hold hands or do a few little things. But after that 3 or 4 months, after 18 months, if she's not being or showing her affection and love and care and all that towards him, and that's what you want, y'all just dating, hey, she's not the one for you. You want to be happy with it. You just dating, and don't marry, because, and whether she's still having a problem, maybe she is, but like I always say, you're not there to, you know, if you don't want to waste years trying to save a person from what they went through in the past, if you don't really want to do all that, you don't have to. You're not obligated to. You're just dating the person, and you're missing out on a lot of things.
Right, but Ms. J, isn't love? So whether you're married to that person and you happen to, if he had happened to just marry her, he still loves her. The love doesn't change because I signed a piece of paper.
You know what? Me personally, I feel that he might be losing his love and not really realize it, because he's not getting what he wants. And sometimes when people don't get, because he complains too much. If you're complaining about your situation, your love is not really that deep love, because you got issues with it. So when you love somebody, you don't have no serious issues with those people or with that person. You love for better, for worse. You love for everything. You don't complain. So he don't have that deep love. It's not that type of love where he wants to marry her. He having some issues with her, you know? And
yeah,
if
but
he dislikes some
really,
of these things, huh?
Yeah, but when you're in love, you're just like in love. And can love compete with common sense? Like you're saying, he's not using common sense. Can love
he use emotions? No, it can't, because common sense goes out the window. Common sense is gone. It can't compete. You're right. It goes out the window, and that's where his dilemma is. You know, he letting his emotions with these flags flying, and he think he still love her, because I'm thinking that his love is kind of confused, because he complains too much. You don't complain about the one you love like that. You know, you don't do that.
But, Missy, I see it slightly different, because if you're trying to talk to somebody, you're also bouncing things off of that individual, because you want to see, is it something you're missing? You're looking to say, well, hey, friend of mine, I love this woman so much, or I love this man so much. And it's like, that's not easy to walk away from. Yeah, all your common sense goes out the window, because love is so strong that it's like it's hard to hold that.
Dr. Walker,
I mean, it's not like flipping
the
light on and
the
light off.
It's time for people to stop being a fool. If a person is cold towards you, they ain't showing you no love and affection, why are you going to keep trying to get that person? You know, why are you going to keep on doing that? Person ain't showing you the love that you deserve. Why, you know, yeah, you love them, but it needs to be reciprocated. In 18 months and you still going through all this? Come on. Enough is enough.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Darren Deedy, I want to bring you in here. Darren Deedy, sometimes we just, it's hard to walk. That's why I'm asking the question tonight. Is love keeping you in bondage? And we got an upcoming show on that very topic. I mean, how can you just walk away? It's like your heart melts. It's like you're somebody in the poured salt on your open wound. This thing is powerful. Talk to me, Darren Deedy.
Well, I think love can keep you in bondage, but it sounds like they need to open up their communications on, you know, expectations. If he has issues with her not giving love back, that he's wanting it, maybe they can talk about it. But it doesn't sound like it's going to work if they can't even get to that kind of communication.
All right. We're going to ask you all to stand by. Demon Slayer, I want to bring you in here. Demon Slayer, the question is asked, what could it possibly be that Eddie loves about Fran? Do we have specifics that we love about a person, or is love just overall, I love this person? Once you're in love with somebody, it's like, I love this person. And it's like, your mama can tell you, don't be seen with that boy, or don't be seen with that girl. And you're going to jump, you're going to get out the window at night to go, I haven't been there before. It's like, don't fool with that girl. And it's like, why can't you want me to fool with that girl? And it's like, what you tell me don't do, I end up doing. So talk to me, what's the problem?
I think he's past the love is blind scenario. You know, he done got his, like, 18 months, the first 4 months, he's probably got captivated by her beauty and all that stuff, but after you learn a person, start to be with them, then they're not showing you an infection, don't want to hold hands, they don't want to do nothing. And I think, you know, after being married twice, it has a lot to do with it too, you know what I mean? Because it seems like sometimes you be on alert because you done been through two other marriages, then you go on the third one, then you say, okay, I know what to look out for, type of thing. So I think,
I'm trying to understand this stuff here, but it's like love.
I understand that, but you know, you've been married twice, but it's like, okay, the third time you're like, oh, you're on hiatus. You know what to look out for. You know what I mean? So if he's at the point where, okay, she don't want to hold hands and all this other stuff, we live in a microwave society now. It's not like it was with my parents and them. They stuck it out for 50 years and stuff like that. It's more like a microwave society. But, okay, if you just don't work out, okay, I'll just go to the next one. Don't nobody want to waste any time now because it's like this now. It's not anything like it used to be. So if I was him, I would just say, you know, I have a talk with it, and after that, you don't want to hold hands. Don't want to, you know what I mean, touch me on my leg or spank me on my tail or whatever. I say, okay, I got to get somebody that want to do that.
Wow. So are you, if you're threatening that woman, Demon Slayer, you think that that's going to make her change?
I'm not threatening her. I'm talking to her in a nice, cool way, in a loving way. I'm not saying, okay, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. I'm not going to talk to her like that. I'm going to talk to her in love. I want to be held. And, you know, I want you to, sometimes, you know, if I walk past you, pat me on the tail or hold my shoulders or do something. You know what I mean? Make me feel like a king. I'm going to make you feel like a queen.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Miss Cassandra, I'm going to bring you in here. Cassandra, once you have this talk that Demon Slayer is saying, then what keeps a person from faking it just to be with you? They're going to fake it. And it's like, okay, I might want to get married to this man or this woman, so I'm going to fake it because that's what they want, you know. So it's just like I've had countless stories where in marriages, the people have come and they're on the verge of getting divorced, and they finally get divorced, and then the woman will say, we divorced because he stopped doing the things that we did while we were dating. He said he only used those tactics to get me. So, Cassandra, I mean, can people fake this stuff?
Some people do fake it, Dr. Walker, and it's a shame that, you know, that some people do fake it just to get what other people may have, and I guess when they see it's not really going their way, then, you know, all that kind of either stops or something else come into play, like maybe they just stop showing interest altogether or what have you, but it does happen.
Right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Miss Joyce, I want to bring you in here, Miss Joyce. let's take some of the comments. They're threatening me over here that we got to go to the comment section, and let's take some of those comments that will come into the studio. All right, let's go with the first one, and can common sense be bought or taught? Wow. He says, Dr. Walker, this is a very deep subject and one that we probably don't even know the answer to. What an interesting topic. I have pondered the thought of this very thing for so many years. Maybe people just don't know what common sense really is, because if they did, then people would use more of it. Is that a valid statement? Darren Deedy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were talking to me.
Yeah.
What was the question?
We're going to ask you to stand by just 1 second.
Okay.
Stand by.
Sorry.
Still the faith. Is that a valid statement that, you know, persons pondered this? And people say that they would use more of it if they knew what it was. Is that valid?
I mean, I think everybody's so different, you know, that, say, common sense is not common. I mean, some people think that, you know, making a decision would be common sense for me. You might make a totally different decision, and it would be common sense for you. So I think it depends on the person and the situation. Like with this guy right here, I mean, what does he love about her? Just her beauty? I mean, obviously she's not into him, so why would you want to be with somebody or love somebody that's not, you know, you want somebody that's crazy about you, that wants to be intimate, that wants to love you back when you love them, that wants to hold hands and do the things that make you feel good. So I think for him, it's like Miss J said, he's going on emotions, but what are those emotions based on?
Mm-hmm. So Sheila Faye, well, I've got you here. It may be slightly different because a man, and certainly I'm not trying to speak for all men, but when a man, I know myself, when you are with the woman is so beautiful, it's almost like you can't help yourself. It's like, you know, you're mesmerized. You just, there's no common sense that can compete with love. That woman, her beauty, just messes you up. So, Sheila Faye, you may not understand. Well, you don't understand that part because you're not a man. And it's like, you just can't.
No.
I mean, even David, you know, he was just messed up. Adam was messed up, according to Bible stories. You know, Eve, I mean, you know, after looking at animals, and you see this physique, this woman, and she was naked. You know, we're on the radio live, but still, goodness gracious, help me somebody. So he sees this here. Sheila Faye, what you expect?
Here's the thing is that, you know, what they say is beauty is skin deep. You don't fall in love with somebody just based on their looks. Yeah, that might be what attracts you at the beginning, but you fall in love with the person, their character, their heart, their love for God, their love for you. Because, you know, beauty and looks change. I have a friend who got married a week later, had a horrible car accident, disfigured her face. Her husband stayed with her because he loved her, not just because she had a beautiful face. So you just don't know what's going to change in your life and what can change that. But I just think that we place so much emphasis on the outward beauty as opposed to we should be beautiful from the inside out. That's what God wants.
Okay, we're going to stand by. Yeah, we certainly appreciate it. Darren Deedy, I want to bring you in here. Darren Deedy. So, Darren Deedy,
yes.
Would you say that you, if you have a preference or a choice, would your choice or preference be to go after a guy that's not appealing to you, is unattractive? He wears 475 pounds, but he's very loving, and he's got a lot of love and have weight as a teddy bear. Talk to me, Darren Deedy.
Well, it's got to be like the whole package, but I sound self-centered if I, you know, yeah, I don't think I would be interested in a 450-pound man. I could probably be good friends with him, but I just can't see myself going any further than that. I know I'm not being materialistic or, biased, but I
could friend
somebody like that, but I don't think I could, yeah.
You don't think so? Okay, we're going to ask
no.
them.
Friend.
We're going to ask them by. Okay, Miss Joyce, I want to bring you in here, Miss Joyce. Can common sense be bought or taught? Miss Joyce, here's another comment. We got to go. Ricky Rescue, we're going to ask you to close us out. Would you do that for us in about 8 minutes?
Yes, I can do that. No problem.
Okay, we'll give him time to collect his thoughts on common sense. This female writes in, Miss Joyce, and she says, common sense ain't common sense if you don't know what it is. I have been married twice, and neither of my husbands ever had any common sense because if they did, then they would know how to treat a lady. Miss Joyce, do you think she's still mad at her ex-husbands?
I would say so. You know, maybe he was never taught those common things that a man should know about how to treat a woman. Maybe he just never was taught that growing up. Maybe he didn't have that figure around him that he had an example of that. So he never grew into that. He just didn't know, maybe. But it's definitely something that you learn. You learn common sense. It's like you said, you know, some people are sitting in traffic, and like today, for instance, I'm sitting in traffic and these cars are turning out into the intersection. Well, common sense would tell you, don't block the intersection if you know you're not going to get past it. When you got cars that are waiting to go when the light changes, but now you're out here in this intersection and can't nobody get by you, nobody can get around you. So now you did not exercise common sense in that situation.
Okay. All right. That is a deep one. See, here again, you're saying that common sense has to be taught, or it's taught, but, okay, if you don't have – I'm just thinking that when it comes to the relationship with Eddie and Fran, Fran's been married twice, and so has Eddie. So somewhere along the way, Miss Joyce, I want to stay with you for a second. Somewhere along the way, these problems have come up before, and her past husband, maybe one of them was like, sweetie, why aren't you affectionate? Why aren't you romantic? Why aren't you, you know, loving? You know, and she's, you know, even if she didn't grow up with these things, don't you learn how to do it to stay with your significant other, man or woman? Miss Joyce, talk to me.
Okay, so we've only been focused on Fran and what her shortcomings are as far as having common sense or knowing what to do in a relationship. What about Eddie? You never said anything about him. Maybe it was him that didn't exercise the common sense that needed to be in the relationship, and maybe that's what turned her off.
Okay, very well, could be. But the story did go on to say that he was a loving guy, and so, you know, he was a hopeless romantic. That's what the story said. And, of course, all these stories are inspired by true stories. The names, of course, are changed to protect the innocent. So, I mean, I'm sure he had some shortcomings as well, but what relationship we have to show on that? Can a relationship survive without love, romance, and affection? Can it, Miss Joyce?
No, it can't. And relationships are a two-way street. You can't have a 70-30 relationship. It has to be equal. That's what they call equally yoked. It cannot be unequal.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go once again to the phone lines. Your name is not coming up into the queue. We're going to call the first six numbers of your phone, 786-417. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have on the air with us?
You're speaking to Linda.
Linda, thank you for calling, Linda. Thank you for checking in with us. Linda, did you have a comment or a concern? Or do you know what common sense is, Linda?
I forget what you just said, oh, Lord, I'm going to laugh. Women get married. Some marriages can last. They don't love. Their mindset is just on the material things, and they tolerate. They even tolerate being beaten and, you know, some relationships. Well, no, that's not a good example right there. I'm just thinking of a couple of relationships of women that I was familiar with that, you know, some women – they don't care about the things. They have the goals that they want, and they make it work. They tolerate, and it just works. I don't know how they stay together, but they do. It happens. So I'm just giving it that it's an example that it depends on each individual goal. Some women are raised to think that love, what Tina Turner sing, what's love got to do with it?
Uh-huh.
That's not that they're saved, but their marriages can still last.
Okay.
Because
agree. Very interesting point, Linda, and thank you for sharing that. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's take another comment in here. Darren Deedy, I want to go to you real quickly here. Darren Deedy, with this comment, we're almost out of time. We've got to get to Ricky the Rescue to close us out. This male, he writes in, Darren Deedy. He says, okay, help me understand this one. I've been dating this guy, well, this female, she writes in. She says, I've been dating this guy for the past 6 months, and all he talks about is his ex-wife. I have told him several times that I don't want to talk about his ex every time we get together. So my question is, what part of the common sense is he missing? Help me with that, Darren Deedy, she says.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has no common sense. It shouldn't be the topic. They should be talking about each other or lively events going around, not dwelling on the past. Obviously, he's not over his ex-wife.
Okay. So Darren Deedy, you just said he doesn't have any common sense. Does he not have any common sense? I'm thinking everybody probably of rightful age should have some common sense. So are you saying he doesn't have any, or he's just not exercising it for this particular thing?
He's just not exercising it for that particular.
Right. Okay, we're going to actually stand by Darren Deedy. Ms. J., do everybody have common sense for real? Do everybody have common sense?
If you got a mind, you can have common sense if you exercise it, you know.
Okay, Miss J.
I'm not saying you were born with it, because I don't think you're born with it, but, you know, you have it. You just have to exercise it, use it.
You know, I'm looking forward to Ricky to the Rescue closing, because when we talk about exercising common sense, it's like going to the gym. I'm exercising to get this muscle. And it's like, darn, it hurts to get all this, the weightlifting, it's like it hurts. You know, why can't I just go walk or take a pill and get, you know, the body shape or size? So
sometimes common sense is not the easiest, slick way. It might hurt you sometimes, but you use that common sense. Like, this guy need to use common sense and kind of get out of this relationship. It might hurt him, but it's not good for him.
All right. We're going to actually stand by Sparkles real quickly here. We're running out of time, you all. This female, Sparkles, runs in 15 seconds or less, and she says, the bottom line about common sense to me is it cannot be bought or taught. I don't even think some people realize that they have common sense. So, Sparkles, is that true? People don't realize they have it? Like Ms. Jay is saying, if you don't exercise, you don't use it.
You know, people have common sense. And also, you have to be taught and shown it and all that stuff for it to develop.
Wow, this is a deep. We're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Rowe, 10 seconds or less. We got to move on here. Pastor Rowe, this here comment, this male, he says, I personally believe that God has impacted each one of us with common sense. The problem is I don't think people talk about it enough to activate it. I mean, it's there for us to use it. Perhaps we don't really use it. In fact, I'm going to think about it some more after listening to the show tonight. Pastor Rowe, just 15 seconds or less. We got to go. Pastor Rowe, common sense. Can we practice common sense?
Well, you know, a lot of times, you take, for example, a person in up in jail for something stupid, you know, excuse the way I said that, you know, and they say, gosh, why in the world did I do that? They can see themselves when they get in a position like that. God give us the ability to make choices and decisions, you know, just like we go back to the Garden of Eden, you know, Adam and Eve, they made the wrong choice. So we can, God give us the ability to make the right choices. Back to you.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by Ricky to Rescue. We're going to give you this final one, this female. She says, we won't be able to take any more after this, you all. She says, could it be that we don't use enough of our common sense because our parents failed to teach each of us more about it? I have two teenage daughters who will not keep their rooms clean no matter how much I put them on punishment. So I end up taking their cell phones, and that seems to be the only way they will get the job done. Now go figure, she says. Ricky the Rescue, help us understand some of this stuff about common sense and exercising it. You know, Ricky the Rescue closes it out.
Yes, there's a lot to actually unpack. This is a very complex subject, but in a healthy relationship, it's essential to prioritize our own needs and wants equally to our partners. So by doing so, we can maintain a sense of balance and avoid feelings of resentment or frustration from sacrificing our own desires. So it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be selfish or disregard our partner's needs entirely, but rather that both parties should, like, feel valued and heard. So effective communication is a productive way to improve this. You know, people should be open and honest about their feelings, thoughts, and concerns rather than bottling them up and being passive-aggressive. And so it's crucial to understand what works in one relationship may not work for another. For instance, some couples may prefer more space and independence, while others may need frequent communication and time spent together. This is why defining shared values and expectations is crucial in such these relationships. So when we're talking about common sense, it seems like the concept of common sense in relationships is a bit hard to define and maybe even subjective. It's true that different people have different expectations and beliefs about how to behave in relationships upon their cultural backgrounds, upbringing, and personal experiences. What may seem like common sense to one person may not be the same for someone else. So instead, it's important to communicate openly and honestly about expectations, because we only have technically five senses. But when we communicate and talk about common sense, we're really talking about expectations. So to help with that, we can use things like I statements and perspective taking to kind of go into the mind of someone else. So can you practice common sense? Technically, yes, you can. It's a skill that can be developed over time through your experience, observation, and reflection. It's all about using reason and practicality to make decisions and solve problems in everyday life. So it involves taking into account the context and circumstances of a situation, and then applying logical thinking and good judgment to come up with the best course of action. Some ways to practice common sense might include slowing down and thinking through before acting impulsively, considering the consequences of your actions, and seeking out advice or information from others who may have experienced something similar. And when we're talking about relationships again, and we're using common sense, it's important to remember, again, I want to reiterate, we're really talking about an expectation. As an example, if I was raised that traditionally a woman's supposed to cook, and I go into a relationship thinking that the woman's supposed to cook, that is an actual expectation. It may be common in my culture or in my neighborhood or how I grew up, but if I go to another country, perhaps it may not be as common as I thought it would be, especially as it pertains to things like religion. So when we say common sense, we have to really think about the essence of what we're saying. So I can leave with this question here. Is a glass half empty or half full, right? So if we're saying it's common sense, which one is it? So if we can't be definite about things that's supposed to be common, how can it be necessarily a common sense? So here again, remember it as an expectation, and that's my closing. I know it was a lot. I tried to unpack a lot, and we kind of talked about a lot of different subjects. So I tried to close in on everything that we kind of spoke about today.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent closing, Richard Rex. We certainly do appreciate you, as we appreciate all the comments and commentaries that have come into the studio tonight. We're completely out of time. You're threatening me. I got to get off the air. But listen, we won't get off the air before we say join us here tomorrow night. You thought tonight's topic was going to be deep. Tomorrow night's even deeper. The question becomes, did God give us common sense? If so, what happened in the Garden of Eden? You don't want to miss tomorrow night's program. If God gave us common sense, if so, what happened in the Garden of Eden? And we talked about exercising common sense. Richard Rescue, thank you for that closing. Listen, we're out of time. If you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, we'll be back here Saturday morning for our International Divine Intervention Day, which starts promptly at 6:30 a.m. and ends promptly at 8:30 a.m. So until tomorrow night or until Saturday. And, of course, if you choose to bypass Saturday program, we'll be back here next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Until tomorrow night or until Saturday or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Great
good night.
Closing,
Rick. Good night, everyone. Yes.
That was a good closing, Ricky, to the rescue. And good night, Pastor Roll, Demon Slayer, and everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Demon Slayer, I always like your comments. I like what you said about your grandmother. You know, they married a long time, you know, so we need to get back and get close to Jesus. And, but that was a great observation, Demon Slayer.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, Demon Slayer, stay safe and stay well. And
you too.
God
bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
I love you, Marjorie.
Love you, Petro.